Tonight there is violence on Hong Kong's streets as police moved in to clear thousands of protesters who were trying to break into the legislature. Armed riot police had been deployed and now they've used pepper spray and batons on protesters who had thrown bottles and bricks and moved forward with barricades. The protesters had already forced a delay to debate on a controversial extradition bill. The bill would allow suspects of certain crimes to be extradited to mainland Chinese courts. Opponents say it undermines freedoms guaranteed to Hong Kong when sovereignty for the former British colony was handed to China in 1997. ABC correspondent Bill Birtles is on the streets of Hong Kong tonight and joins me. Bill, just describe these clashes for us and what effect they've had on the protest gatherings.
Well, Linda, it was really chaotic, to be honest. You had what was, for most of the day, a peaceful protest, quite a bit of tension in the air, but a peaceful protest. And then just a couple of hours ago, riot police decided to move in. Now, it may have been prompted by some activists trying to storm the LegCo building. It's difficult for me to tell from where I was. But the point was, the riot police come in bit by bit, firing volleys of tear gas. You then had protesters trying to reclaim lost ground, flinging water bottles, flinging tear gas canisters back at the police. You also had the capsicum spray being used by officers as well. And it took about 2 hours or so, but now the area around the Legislative Council building has been fully cleared, and the tens of thousands of people who are on the streets are still out. They've just been pushed further into the central part of Hong Kong.
And any word of injuries or worse, Bill?
Yeah, there are reports from protesters flying around of people who have been hit by not sure what. I mean, some people are claiming rubber bullets, but I didn't see that myself. A lot of people obviously were suffering when the tear gas was being fired. There was a great deal of it just wafting around in the air, even if you weren't particularly close. Serious injuries, not too sure. As I said, the vast majority of people who were outside the Legislative Council building do appear to still be out on the streets. They've just been pushed back quite a way, quite a distance.
Before this erupted, it was announced that the debate on this bill, the extradition bill, would be delayed. What happened there? Were authorities hoping that might appease the protesters?
Well, the initial word was some of the local politicians who need to debate this were not able to actually get into the Legislative Council building because protesters had surrounded it and blocked it. So this was justified as one of the reasons why there was this delay. It partly may be to try and pacify the protesters somewhat, but only yesterday the chief executive here, Carrie Lam, said we want to bring the vote forward. It was originally scheduled for 2 weeks away. Now it's going to be next Thursday. But what legislators have said to the people of Hong Kong is, look, we're going to allocate 60-odd hours of debate, so we're going to fully canvass this. Now she's stressing, Carrie Lam is stressing, that there will be plenty of safeguards. The political activists in Hong Kong won't be targeted, but try telling that to the protesters on the street tonight. They are not having a bar of that.
And 5 years ago, we saw the umbrella protests, as they were called. That led to two or more months of sit-ins in the city. Is this set of protests anything like that?
It's reminiscent of it. Watching a sea of people occupying major roads in the middle of Hong Kong, blocking traffic, is certainly reminiscent of it. What's so interesting is they had this major march on Sunday. It was the biggest protest the city has seen in decades. Tonight, not as many people on the streets, but still a very substantial demonstration. And the police within a day have decided we're moving in, we're clearing the area, we're trying to reopen the roads. It looks like this time Hong Kong's government does not want a repeat of prolonged protests.
And this isn't just a challenge to Hong Kong's leaders, is it? It's a direct challenge to Beijing.
In a huge challenge to Beijing, and you can only imagine what the leaders of the Communist Party are thinking as they watch this. They've had 22 years since the former British colony was handed back. Perhaps they gambled back then that they would be winning the hearts and minds of the younger generations in Hong Kong. Judging from what we've seen over the past few days, that is simply not happening. And it's not just students. There are people from small businesses. There are employees of, say, you know, the airline Cathay Pacific who've called in sick so that they could be at the protest today. There are older people as well that we're seeing out amongst it. There is really widespread concern. And one of the things protesters often mention to me as a foreign journalist is that Australians or Americans or Brits who are doing business in Hong Kong potentially could get caught up in this.
Bill Birtles in Hong Kong, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thanks, Linda.